Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast continues. Your host, Eddie Greer, for this K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, folks. It's been a whirlwind couple hours here trying to figure out what in the world is going on the Major League Baseball side. But focusing on the track and field side, postcast edition of the track and field activities here. They had two events go on last week, and we're going to focus on the Winter Invitational, which took place last Saturday for the K-State track and field team there, which was hosted here at K-State. So the schools involved in this were Nebraska, Oklahoma, William Carey, and High School Indian Nations. Interesting. I've never heard of that. Never heard of that team prior to kind of getting caught up with this. With the Wildcats, though, overall earned 8 first place finishes back on Saturday, including the men's and women's pole vault, shot put, the 4x4 meter relays, both of them, as well as the men's weight throw, high jump, and 600 yards, and women's 60 meter hurdles there as well here. Obviously, the day started out with the field events there. Monique Hardy, sophomore, and yeah, this was the weight throw, which was started. Yeah, the weight throw started things off here. Monique Hardy took second there. Emma Robbins there. Emily Furr, juniors. Emma Robbins, a trio of Emma Robbins, Jasmine Greer, Emma Furr, were inside the top five in this event here. Then, K-State got a transfer. Junior Charlotte Shadamole Williams played sixth. And then, of course, freshman Tamalaya Kuntz. I'm going to butcher the first name, but I think that's right. Tamalaya Kuntz also earned personal best. So, congratulations to both of those young ladies there as well. Cliff Rovetto talked about Monique earlier in that comments. We will talk about that a little later, but I just want to mention that there as well. The pole vault, I'm going to bounce around here. There's a lot to cover here, but I'm going to bounce around here a little bit. Pole vault, K-State competed for both the men and women. Freshman Claire Bybee won that event for the women's side there. Jesse Prinkley won on the other side as well. Junior Kay McCall won the weight throw. And remember, Kay McCall made the outdoor nationals, if my memory stays correct on that, last year. So he's kind of building those blocks there for himself. A little momentum coming off of outdoor season last year. So Kay McCall, you would probably say one of those individuals is going to be a factor this upcoming season for indoor and outdoor field events there in person with his personal event with the weight throw there as well. The high men's high jump, Cam Garrett, Devin Richardson, Bryce Collins, 1, 2, 3. Cam Garrett won it with a 6.11 jump there. Richardson also. These guys tied for first. I don't know why I did say that, but and Bryce Collins there all by himself there in third place here. The women's shot put included Grace Thompson, Jasmine Greer. Grace Thompson is a sophomore. And then you got the juniors of J.C. Schroeder, who came in sixth. Jasmine Greer in fifth there. So on the men's side, Darius Okano, new PR for him there. Came in fourth place there. Emil Ulin, that name is familiar. And sophomore Carl, I'm going to use this. Carl A. Forcillis also earned marks in this event as well. The 60-meter events there, Victoria Alves won the 60-meter hurdles. Delaney Wright came in third there. And, of course, sophomore, oh my, Preethith Kugel was rolled with that. That's a handful to say right there. Had a new personal best there in the 60-meter dash there, hitting 7 seconds there as well. Three more cats on the men's side competing the 300-meter dash, including Brianna Lowe there, Tim Lambert, and Kujul, who I just named there as well. The men's 4x4 relays, let's give them a shout out here. Tanswisi teams Weiss, Johnson, Shaisha Wright, Urite, Biggins-Skate, and basically Biggins-Skate had a big day the previous day on Friday. I want to mention that. And Delaney Wright came home with a time of 3 minutes and 58 seconds there. On the other side, the men, Jack Plackmeyer, sophomores Emu Yerlin and Carl Forsalis, and junior Gabriel Lau came in at 3:23 there as well. So, and then, of course, I'm going to finish up with Cliff Rovedo's quote here to kind of put a cap on a busy weekend for a track and field, quote, indoors. They were people that, for the first time, they ever ran indoors in a competition. You mentioned, Coach Cliff mentioned, quote, it's a learning deal. They'll be okay. We have a long way to go, but I think we're in a decent place. It's just a younger group and more inexperienced group, and it's just going to take us longer to get ready, end quote. Next time, the men's and women's track and field team will be in competition. It's going to be the KU, K-State, Wichita State Triangular in Topeka, the capital of Kansas. Those of you who are first-time listeners to this podcast, at Washburn Indoor Athletic Facility in the new, when the new year kicks in January 13th of 2023. Yeah, we look at some of these names here. I'm not familiar with some of these names that I've talked about over the past couple years on the Pro Project podcast. So, yeah, I got that feeling when kind of running down some of the results here, getting ready for this podcast. I'm like, damn, I never heard of some of these young men and women on this team. So this is a younger group here. And obviously for the last, couple years, when this podcast started, this team was led by a lot of veterans, a lot of talented men and women, respectively. So it's gonna take some time. But over time, you're supposed to get better, right? So, but this is only the beginning stages here for Cliff Rovedo's squads here moving forward. And I'm interested to see how they're going to do against Kansas and Wichita State in that triangular when the new year shapes around in January 13th in that big meet. It's a big deal. Big deal. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do this postcast edition here. Again, make sure you subscribe if you're not already. We appreciate the support, continuous support of this the other K-State podcast. Well, this is us. We are the only K-State podcast that post daily content, or we try to every week. That's going to do it on this edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the PBBD.